Yo, what up? It's Donut, and are 73,000 people trapped in a pentagram right now? It's Donut. You tuning into all your Illuminati news. Make sure you smash that like button and share this video out. At Black Rock, the Burning Man. This is a Google event. Google puts this on. They own 51%. The shares of this event, just like Facebook Storm Area 51 was a Facebook event. Now, what you're hearing here is something you probably won't hear on any other channel unless you've been looking into these strange concerts and these strange events for a long, long time. You think that this is just a hippie event, but this is deeply rooted in the AI algorithm running a simulation. This is an event, in my opinion, is a simulation for what's to come. So this event takes place in a large pentagram, and the reports are coming out saying that 76,000 people are trapped in this toxic lake bed, as the lake bed where they put on this event is full of toxic mud right now, and people are getting something called playafoot. Now, this is very, very deep into the Google AI algorithm and learning about what is to come, machine learning or whatever with these people there. So hopefully you got to pray for everybody there, even if you don't like these super ego maniacs that go there. You still got to, you know, want to pray for them so they get out safely. Because who knows what's going down. As they're telling people, you're not allowed to leave. We just heard that story. You're not allowed to leave out in Maui and Lahaina. You're not allowed to leave, and blockading people in there. That actually happened with the police chiefs or police there. And that's what's happening here. Burning Man attendees struggle to escape as 70,000 remain stuck in Black Rock City. Now, this is all alchemical as well, as black rock goes into alchemy. And the symbol right here of the pentagram that goes into symbolism, it's Lucifer or Venus. Burning Man flooding strands tens of thousands of people and one death so far. And the authorities are investigating this one death. Now, they're not telling us who is this one death. They're not letting us know any information on it. We got big, big people that go to this event. Somebody says that's not a pentagram. That's not a pentagram. It is a pentagram. Okay. Comment section. Comment section lit. Shout out to everybody in the comment section. And make sure you smash that like button right now. And also share this video out. I think this information is critical of what we're talking about here. Burning Man event. Now, I guess there's going to be more rain happening tonight. Go subscribe to the Real BP Earth Watch. I was watching his video on it. Talking about it, showing the maps. I'm not really good with weather, so I just look into the symbols. So go check his video out. But as you can see here, just muddy, flooded with toxic mud. And it's an emergency by FEMA. Now, all these emergencies that are happening are in District 9. District 9, like in the Hunger Games. And I think that plays into something as well. And we'll get into that. One death reported at Burning Man. Could this be a high-level profile figure? Is that why they shut down the whole thing? I mean, they knew the rain was coming. And Google owning 51% of the shares. This is a Google event. For Burning Man, even though people think, oh no, we're not for the system, we're not for the system, and the system gives them this rebellion stuff. They're all clones, in my opinion. Like, you think you're a punk rocker, but you're wearing the same clothes at Hot Topic as all the other punk rockers. So there's no additional information given about the one man's death. So we questioning everything over here. Who is this one man? Because you got to know that big figures go here, and we'll get into that. So they're telling people you're not allowed to leave. Just like in Maui, they told everyone you're not allowed to leave. A police barricade blocked people in Lahaina with no escape. Those who dodged it survived. Burning Man, what is it? It is a ritual that takes place for Labor Day, but it goes to the summer solstice where they do a mock sacrifice of an effigy for these alignments. This is what the ancients did. If you go back to Moloch, people sacrificing their children to Moloch. And it's connected to the Analema as well. I believe it's happening right here in the middle of it. But this is all what's happening. This is alchemical. This is symbolic. This is geomancy. Black rock. This is the black rock in alchemy, the 33-mile black rock. And then you got Black Rock buying everything up in Hawaii, Black Stone, burning the effigy of a man, just like the Wicker Man, or at Bohemian Grove, where your leaders in America go to burn a mock effigy of a baby. Just like Moloch, these Molochian governments controlling the simulacrum. And this was assimilation, in my opinion. And they get people to want to go there with the advertising that it's going to be Sodom and Gomorrah orgies. You're going to get orgies and it's going to be a good time. Well, now look at y'all. And all, like, most of the people go there are big, super ego. And this is their cathartic experience, just like in the movie The Purge, how on the 3-2-2 date in the movie The Purge, they give them the cathartic experience to be free because they're all slaves mentally. They're programmed robots. They're NPCs and zombies. Even if they say, oh, no, we're free. We're free. We're hippies. Well, the hippie movement was set up by the governments, the Tavistock Institute. It's crazy. We got thousands of people up in here now. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. I wanted to get this information out as quickly as possible. So this is in the news, connected with it in the trending for Twitter. And the reason Elon Musk bought Twitter was so it could get the data, as data is the new gold mine. So data is what's important. And what's trending is Burning Man and this E word. I'm not going to say the E word, but you can see it. Burning Man trending with the E word. Is there an E at Burning Man? What happened at Nevada Festival? False viral meme explained. Now, this false viral meme, I believe this was set up by Google in the algorithms to get it out there, to get this story out there, because they are preparing. This is assimilation being prepared for the event that's going to come, which is a Mountain Dew pitch black event where the grid and the lights go down. We've already been warned by Santa Claus, that this would happen. This would be the next event. They've already told us this is going to be the next event. So this is all an algorithm. No, there's not at Burning Man, an E at Burning Man, Forbes, mainstream media. And here is the E. And the E is symbolism. You got the two balls and the seven. The 007, which is the two ball cane. Just like Facebook put on Storm Area 51, which was an algorithm which was released a month or so prior to the entire world being locked down and changing, which I think was part of the simulation right here. Storm Area 51, A, Facebook event because of an internet meme. We've been breaking down the memetic sigil, cake magic, sigil warfare going on. This is all brainwashing on such a technocratic, serious level of ritual memes. And this has all been planned out long, long time ago in the 60s and 70s. But you can see the Facebook logo is the same as the E logo, the two balls and the seven, the two ball cane, the two balls and the seven. This is a Masonic two ball cane, but you can see it's the same as Facebook. And even TJ Maxx, you can see the two balls and the seven, two ball cane. TJ Maxx is quite interesting because it's also got the cross of Lorraine right here, which goes in the Knights Templar. And we've been looking into the color coding of the Templars, and that's the red, white, and black. And something we've been looking out for is the red, blue, and the green. How everything in the beginning of the year was red. You got Rihanna in the red, throwing up the Illuminati Jay-Z hand sign, the Rockefeller hand sign. You got Sam Smith dressed up as Satan at the Grammys in red. And now everyone's wearing blue. And then you have the blue Hawaii. And it just seems like everything is also changing to green. And this is the cover of Diplo, who escaped this event with Chris Rock at Black Rock. And his cover to his album is the red, blue, and green. I think there's something up to it. Just like, it's all alchemy. It's on such a deep level that this is all working on. So we're trying to look up this information on Google, right? We're looking at Google search for information. Are you finding information, any information on this event? I mean, you got 70,000 people there, most of them white, rich white kids and tech CEO billionaires. And none of them have a phone to film anything. Like there's not that many videos of this event. Just like in Lahaina, there wasn't any videos. I mean, thousands of people on vacation at a vacation spot. Everyone had their phones out. Nobody filmed the event. Some people say because the internet, you can't get on your phone to film it. It just seems suspicious to me as we're using Google to search for what's the truth and who puts on this event. It's Google. Google puts on this event. Google has acquired the majority share of Burning Man. A tech giant now owns 51% of Black Rock City. The deep connections to the tech giants and Black Rock and Burning Man are crazy, as that's where they found Eric Schmidt. So Google goes to Burning Man to get messages from whatever entities they're summoning. And that's how they got Eric Schmidt, by going to Burning Man. And Google has Lambda, which is this AI sentient being for machine learning, algorithmic learning. Google fired engineer who said that AI was sentient. So you can just see the connections there with the Orgy Dome, Burning Man's wildest sexy party. You even got the Rothschild, David D. Rothschild, favorite thing to do is go to Burning Man. So you got to ask, who are the one person who got hurt? You know, why did they lock down the whole place? It's obviously dangerous. But they knew the storm was coming. The people that put on this event, they all knew the storm was coming. But they still let it happen because they're studying it like a petri dish for the next event to come. This is what happened at Storm Area 51, in my opinion. That was an algorithmic studying what people would do. And then the whole world got locked down. death investigation underway, thousands trapped. Now, I don't think there's 70,000 people trapped there, but maybe there is. Who knows? They're now saying thousands trapped. So multiple different reports. You have the Extinction Rebellion blocking off the roads, and Extinction Rebellion is straight connected to Satan. It's the Extinction Rebellion and all these different movements, the elite understand how pissed off you are. So they give you movements to join and to divide and conquer the world. Now I'm looking at District 9. Here's the movie District 9, but District 9 in the Hunger Games, it's actually based off of FEMA. And District 9 is going through all the events right now. Hawaii, Nevada, Black Rock. And I'm in Arizona, and we just had the Baja Blast in California. And I find it quite interesting that a lot of concerts are being canceled in Arizona. Two big ones, 50 Cent and Metallica. I think it's even like highlighted in one of these articles, like at the top. Letting the world know. I don't know where it went. But last year, I was talking about why are they canceling all these concerts? Something big is about to happen. Concerts canceled. All these concerts got canceled. And even InfoWars picked up my video clip and played it on their channel. Now, that's huge because they're bigger than CNN. So technically, the mainstream media picked up my video in a sense. And now you got Travis Barker, straight Illuminati agent connected with the Kardashians. And we all remember the Kardashians watching Astral World go down on Kris Jenner, the top Kardashian witch's birthday, November 5th. I mean, all these occult dates and whatnot. Travis Barker is canceling the Blink 182 concert as well right now. You got Metallica postponing its Arizona concert right now. You got 50 Cent postponing its Arizona concert as well. Well, I feel like these people getting awarded through government agencies their own holidays for the states of Connecticut, where 322 Skull and Bones is, I believe they'll get a little heads up if there's going to be something going on. And why does something always happen at these big mainstream media events like 50 Cent, Ariana Grande, Travis Scott? And everybody worships these idols. They're idol worshiping. 50 Cent just threw a mic at a girl and hit her right in the pineal gland. Here, I'll show you the video. I'll just show you how people go to Burning Man and worship false idols and gods or whatever. And that's what I'm doing. I'm breaking the conditioning of the robot programming that was set up through the Tavistock Institute on me, on my own brain. So I grew up listening to 50 and all that. And you know what I'm saying? But I'm breaking the conditioning. And we got 2,000 plus people up in here. That's a record number of people watching the video live. So make sure you smash the like button and share it out. Let's get this thing trending, because you're not going to hear this anywhere else. So here, let's break the illusion of what people like. People like violence. People like sex and violence. That's what sells. So here's 50 Cent throwing a microphone, very pissed off. Where the heck is it? Okay, well, I don't know where it is, but he smashed this girl's head, broke it wide open, just like Rihanna was punched by Chris Brown, but everyone still loves Chris Brown. Here's the Google logo. It's the same as the G-Unit logo. And I believe there's a ritual about to go down. Chris Rock and Diplo left Burning Man. But here's Gucci Man. Shout out to Gucci Man or his clone. This is him punching a girl in the face and then is super awarded. Here is Afro Man punching a girl in the face. Here is Henry Rollins. But Henry Rollins was getting punched in the face multiple times by this guy before he started punching him. So there's a going back in time there. Here's Cardi B, who speaks with Joe Biden. I'm showing this stuff because these Illuminati celebrities, they are connected to politics. So Cardi B, I'm showing this because she threw the mic just like 50 Cent did, because she talks to the president and interviews him, the best president in the world, Sleepy Joe Biden, just like Lady Gaga opens the inauguration. That's what it's about. And look, she did the same thing. There's some kind of weird thing going on right now. Here's her throwing a microphone because someone threw a drink. I mean, that's pathetic. These people get billions of dollars sponsored by Bill Gates. Yes, Cardi B sponsored by Bill Gates. McDonald's. She's in the McDonald's commercial. Who owns McDonald's? It's pretty crazy. And here's her doing it again. Bam! To the people working hard. I mean, it's not easy. I've been behind the scenes working hard. And then you got these celebrities that are throwing microphones and stuff. Like, do you know how hard it is to set up this stuff? Like, they're just going to work to provide for their family. You know what I mean? And you guys are getting billions of dollars and being sponsored by Bill Gates. Come on, it's sickening. Burning Man, Nevada Rangers plow through Extinction Rebellion protest. Good for them. The Extinction Rebellion, I'll show you the symbolism. It goes back to Satan. The X and O is actually, I think it goes into Odin, but it goes back to Satan as well. But it's also the hourglass and time's running out. This is how con artists and salesmen and people with political motives motivate you, or even a film. Even if you're watching a movie, they give you the clock, the time clock. The time makes it emotional. Just think about any movie you've ever watched where there's only like 5 minutes, 10 seconds to save the world. It makes it scary. So you get emotional. And that is what it's all about. You're being pimped by a pimp, and that's an AI pimp, which could be a demon. It's pimping you. So you got all these Billie Eilish, AOC saying the world is going to end, scaring the crap out of everybody. Then you got the people saying the world's going to end here. It's all a countdown. It's all a cult countdown. Doomsday cult. And I really do think that they're planning something. As I heard, FEMA is taking over the Burning Man, telling people they're not allowed to leave. And also FEMA and the FCC are planning a nationwide emergency test for October 4th. Now, this happened in Hawaii at 8:08. And on 8:08, Hawaii happened. So, I mean, they're planning something for 10-4 here for the test. So if it's not this year when this big event goes down, the Omega event is what I call it, it'll probably be in 2024. So pretty, pretty crazy. And all the people that are going to this Burning Man, as it seems like they're freezing, this hippie festival, just like, oh, look at this. This is a funny picture. They're going here and look, all these hippies, and then you got these two like good old boy looking guys that probably go to this bar every night. They're like, what the heck is going on? But here's Woodstock, and we've been covering the blue bird, all the blue stuff. Here's Woodstock, and they show the bird. It's a white bird, but the blue bird, or the bird in general, goes into mind control. This is what ended the hippie movement, the Altamont concert. Give me shelter. Now they're all looking for shelter right now. Give me shelter. This ended the hippie movement with Charles Manson. And I'm looking out for the next Pitch Black event. Make sure you smash the like button. It's donut. Share this video out. Much love and God bless you.